Senator Jack Reed. It's great to have you on.
Thanks, Scott. Nice to be here.
You know, so far, President-elect Trump has made some unconventional cabinet picks. I know you've expressed concern about Secretary of State designate Tillerson. How about some of the other picks by President-elect Trump? Are there any of these folks he's announced right now that you say you could probably vote for to confirm?
Most of his choices are individuals who have ideological commitments that are different than the typical cabinet secretary. And there are some, you know, exceptions. One, you know, General John Kelly, I know very well, a very, very competent Marine officer at the Department of Homeland Security who is not, I don't think, ideological. But again, you have to go ahead and ask real pressing questions about what agenda that they propose, how are they going to carry it out, what do they see as their major objectives as the leader of a major federal agency.
Senator, the Russian hacking of the Democratic Party seems like something out of the Cold War with a little cyberspace, you know, frosting on top. We're now seeing that Putin himself may have directed this. What do you think about that? Do you think Putin actually did this?
Well, one of the major reasons that Senator McCain and I are working with Senator Lindsey Graham and Senator Chuck Schumer to organize a subcommittee that's going to be devoted to cyber activities, particularly the Russian hacking in the election, is because this is a very, very serious threat. Our elections have to be considered by the American public as completely beyond reproach. That gives us the confidence in our elected leaders and their legitimacy. And when you have foreign powers through their intelligence services, and there's been reports that goes very high up into their leadership, deliberately, directly interfering with the election, selectively leaking information, that causes concern, not only what happened in 2016, but we have to be prepared for elections in the future, which are beyond reproach, beyond suspicion. And that's what we hope we can do.
What did you know about the hacking, you and other senators, as it was going on? What were you told?
We were aware through the media when the first published report.
So you had to find out from the media? You're a U.S. senator.
There were a group of 12 majority leaders, the minority leaders, the House, the Senate, chair people, and ranking members of the intelligence committees that were given a briefing before the election with some details. But that was a very limited. And then after or leading up to the election, and certainly after it, during our lame duck session, there was rather detailed briefings about the activities.
I know he's a Rhode Island native, but what do you think of General Flynn sharing intelligence and even going so far as to have his son with the Pizzagate fake news thing, spreading that around? I mean, if Hillary Clinton should be locked up, as Trump said, why should Flynn be allowed to take such an important government post as head of national security?
Well, first of all, the national security advisor is not confirmed by the
Senate. I understand that.
So that's the choice by the president. But second, we are, again, concerned about serious breaches of intelligence, either advertently or inadvertently. We will look at the specific incident. Since there's no confirmation process, it's more difficult to give our opinion or express our opinion definitively about an individual who's not confirmable.
You know, the Republicans have just been the party of no for 6 years. I'm wondering, is turnabout fair play for Democrats under Trump? For instance, what will be the Democratic response to repealing Obamacare?
Well, I think the response will be quite emphatically no, and for many reasons. First, it is something that has provided significant relief for so many people across the country. In Rhode Island, our uninsured rate has fallen dramatically because of affordable care. If we repeal it, about 100,000 people will lose their coverage. The state itself, over several years, the next 10 years, would lose about $7.4 billion, which it doesn't have. All of that cost would be shifted suddenly, dramatically, and probably chaotically onto our health care system. You would expect that insurance rates would go up simply because in all that uncertainty, their first response would be to bolster their books, if you will. The hospitals would see people as they did in the, you know, before Obamacare, going into the emergency room. That's their physician, and that's very expensive. And you know, there are things we can do to improve Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, but all-out repeal would be, I think, devastating.
One of the things that is just perplexing a lot of people outside the Beltway is the idea that basic intelligence, the information that we get, there's such big disputes about this. I remember, you know, there was a time when, you know, foreign policy, as far as partisanship goes, kind of ended at the water's edge. But now we look at the CIA, and I'm just wondering, you know, we have a president-elect who says he just doesn't trust their information. What do you think? Is that a responsible thing for a president-elect to say, or is the CIA just broken and we have to fix it?
No, I don't think it is an accurate assessment. The other thing that is somewhat disconcerting is the notion that you don't need daily, at least, briefings on intelligence. The situation changes so quickly, and the ability to move is so much more accelerated. Do you need almost constant attention to the intelligence coming in, at least on a daily basis? So his notion of he'll only take a briefing a week or maybe three briefings a week is, I think, it would be inadequate. Also, the sort of pitting agency against agency, it doesn't make the best sense to me. You know, you can look at the intelligence agency. There's been intelligence failings. In fact, you know, leading up to the war in Iraq, the Bush administration cherry-picked intelligence. There were some analysts that had contrary views, but they found the intelligence that supported their position. No agency is without the ability to improve, make better products, do more, contribute more. But I think you have to step back, which I don't think he has done. But this is a suggestion that the agency was completely wrong without, I think, careful review. It's just that's not the prudent, practical way to proceed.